Of the lyrics of the song we've just been hearing, and it's very much connected with today's Murali. It's talking about, when I reflect on your knowledge, O God, I become so happy and am able to fly. So many, many things about the value of reflecting on Baba's knowledge. And the Murali is a subject that Baba's been touching on several times in the last few weeks. I think maybe four times already, Baba's spoken about manan, reflection, and revision of Baba's Murali points. Daddy always used to put a lot of emphasis on churning. And so the first stage, just reflecting and then deeply thinking about it and then churning it to actually get the butter. And she did this because way, way back in the 50s, Baba had asked her the question. Baba had visited her in Amritsar, and so this would have been like 55. And so Baba sent the Murali, and she didn't want to say no, but she couldn't say yes, so she just smiled at Baba, and Baba understood. And so Baba said, "Your head is a big vessel, and so keep knowledge in it all the time and churn." And it became a blessing, because with Daddy's churning, I think that has been the basis for the family in London and the UK. But even though we didn't have the facilities of instant transmission or anything like that, somebody or another would want to make notes and type them up and send them out. And so all the centers across the world, as they were beginning, they were all sustained by Daddy's classes. And of course, so many people would then say to Daddy that when they met her, either here in London or in Madhuban, that it was your classes that made me understand Baba's Murali. If I was just reading Baba's Murali on my own, I wouldn't be able to understand it. But the explanations that you gave and the depth that you took us within through the churning was something that was extremely valuable and helped us come close to Baba. So these four Muralis, in which Baba has again and again and again mentioned Manan, reflecting and then going into the depth. And Baba's connected it with another Hindi word. The Avyakt Muralis have lots of Hindi rhyming words. And so it's magna, to be lost in love. And so through the churning, the appreciation of God's teachings, and through that then being able to experience God's love and being lost in that love. So Baba's taken it up in different ways at different times. But today especially, Baba's saying, "I want to teach you how to be able to reflect and churn." Very simple example that Baba's given. When Baba says, Swadarshan Chakradhari, long, long Hindi word, and it's not a word that somebody out there who speaks Hindi would know. It's very much spiritual language, and it comes up within the scriptures, of course, but as I say, people don't have any connection with that word or any sense of what it means. But swa, the self, darshan, to see, and chakra, to see the self through the whole cycle. Now, what would that mean to anybody out there? They'd get stuck. But Baba's explained very much how the soul has gone through the cycle, and Baba's explained the whole cycle. But Baba's saying that when somebody doesn't have the practice of churning, then they'll go through the cycle, golden age, rage, copper. You can do it in 30 seconds, or you can actually go into the depths of it, not just a few minutes, but really, what is all this about? How does it apply to me? And so Baba's saying, ask yourself four questions, and if you apply this to every single aspect of Baba's knowledge, you'll be able to imbibe it in your life, but also you'll be able to use the power that this gives to deal with whatever obstacles come in front of you. You'll find that the power of the knowledge is able to help you go above, and you won't get stuck with an obstacle anywhere. So the first question to ask yourself about any of the points of knowledge that you hear from, especially from Sakar Muralis, because the Sakar Muralis carry the body of the knowledge. The 18 chapters of the Gita are in the Sakar Murali. And Shivbaba had said this when Shivbaba came first on the 21st of January 1969. Baba said, the 18 chapters of the Gita have been explained, but it's time for you to revise and apply all of these. And of course, Brahma Baba had applied everything, and so he became Avyak. And then it's been through the years we've seen all the dadis fly away, and it's because they were applying all of this to get to their own final complete stage. And now, all of us still remain, and we'll be able to become avyakt as we apply all of this. So the first question is, go into the depth of knowledge and see, what is the significance of this? Just see, where is this taking me? What does it actually mean? And then the second is, at what time do I apply it? And then the third is, what method should I use to apply it? I'll give you one simple example where somebody who was fairly new came to Baba and very intoxicated. And she went to meet her sister who lived in another city. And one of her sister's friends was visiting. And the woman was in a wheelchair. And they got to talking about spirituality and so on. And this VK sister, very, very new, maybe just a few weeks, said to her, but you know, this the wheelchair, this is all karma, it'll be settled, it's fine, it's okay. And the woman was absolutely shocked because this woman had used this word karma in that context. And of course, coming from a Christian background, the woman was saying that, but suffering comes to those who are loved by God, and I can understand that completely. But in that particular context, it wasn't useful for this new VK to tell them, well, it's all karma. So you can see why Baba's saying, at what time should you be applying a particular aspect of Gyan? And what is the consciousness with which you apply it? When I came back from India, having been with Baba, and then Baba left, became avyakt, and so then my parents wanted me to come back. And I was 19, 20, 20, and my brother was 17, and he was just about to apply for his medical training. And I said to him, don't bother, destruction is coming. And at that time I thought that was 1969, and I had in my head something that Baba hadn't said it, but it was somebody, not just one person, but it was a buzz around that was going on, 1976. And so it's a good job he didn't listen, but it's also a very good job that he never ever reminded me, I told you so, or anything like that. But it just shows how, and I'd been in Gyan just about 14 months at that time. So churning Gyan and seeing the significance, when to speak it, how to speak it, and how do I use it in my own life? If I'm asking myself all these questions, then that's churning. So I was saying that a lot of you say, how do I churn? How do I churn? So today's Murali is very explicit, taking us through everything step by step by step by step. And there's a topic that I've been given, and that's for a group in Delhi. But it was interesting for me to see the connection of what Baba's saying in today's Murali with that topic, And the topic is the immunity of the soul. A lot of people thinking about immunity of the body, and of course pandemic times are still going on, and that's important and valuable. But the immunity of the soul. And reading Baba Smriti made me realize that absolutely everything depends on what it is I'm thinking. And we know that anyway. One thought, my words, my actions, my character, my destiny. So the whole of my future depends on the way I'm thinking. And Baba's point in the Murali is that Baba's been telling us not to have waste thoughts, not to have ordinary thoughts. And Baba's saying that it's the carelessness of the intellect, where we don't realize that we're not prepared for what drama may bring. And although I don't know personally what drama may bring to me, but there's enough that Baba said about the future, and in particular through the coming times. Baba's talked a lot about Satyug and what happens there. But more than that, Baba's told us in a lot of detail what's going to happen in the next little while. When the pandemic started, at that time there were a lot of messages flying around. And it was people who had picked up things from Sakar Murali, Savyat Muralis. I think it was a Sakar Murali that had said that there'll be illnesses coming to which there is no name, and there'll be illnesses coming for which they have no medicines. And we were seeing that happen at that time. And then gradually there's been more and more understanding and development of remedies and things. But at that time, when the pandemic was just beginning to catch hold, people were picking up this from the Sakar Muralis. And so it's actually a lot in the Sakar Muralis about all these times that we are now experiencing. But Baba also, in the Sakar Murali, kept telling us that you need to prepare now for whatever is to come in the future. And with the Avyat Muralis, Baba gave us more in-depth insight into the preparation. And I at least began to understand what was the preparation that Baba made so that he was able to become Avyat in 33 years. And I personally have taken almost double the time, not yet, but almost, and I'm way off that target. And so Baba was saying, don't allow your thoughts to be wasteful thoughts. And if you keep your mind engaged with Baba's knowledge, then the churning is going to ensure that you don't have any waste thoughts. Drama, for example, if I've really deeply understood the significance of drama, something happens and I'm prepared. And if I'm prepared, then I'll be able to deal with that scene. And where I haven't churned and gone into the depth of drama, I won't be prepared. Baba's given another example. Knowledge has been remembered as a weapon. And you can be a powerful warrior, you can have all your weapons ready, but if you haven't practiced using your weapons, then maybe the weapon has become blunt, maybe you're not using it in the right way because you haven't practiced, and so it requires practice, which means if I'm going to say to myself, oh, whatever drama brings, I understand drama, it's okay, I'll be able to deal with it. But if I haven't gone into the depth of it and I haven't practiced using drama at every step along the way, whatever little things, big things are happening, then when something big happens, I'm not able to deal with it. That's the reality. And so churning and the preparation to be able to deal with whatever it is that may come my way. So my weapon has to be sharp, not blunt. And I have to have the practice of using that particular weapon. Baba gives examples of things that are very practical. And so yes, the weapons of knowledge. And this is why, of course, they've shown the Shaktis and many of the other images in Bhakti with all sorts of weapons in their hands. But it's not weapons to be fighting anyone, but to be able to deal with things myself and to change the things I need to change within myself. So the whole Murali is about the process of churning and the result of churning. So taking care of all the waste thoughts, but also ordinary thoughts. And Baba's point here is that when I'm engaged in action and I'm just thinking about what it is I'm doing, well, that's ordinary thinking. Can I think in a different way? Whatever Daddy used to see, Daddy would pick up something from it and she would use it as a subject for class the next day. We'd been with her and we'd have seen the same things, but we didn't necessarily pick it up in that way. And then we'd hear Daddy's interpretation of it, and you could see that everything she was seeing was connecting with Gyan. She didn't let a moment go by in which she didn't take it on a higher level. And so Baba gave us amazing examples of all the Dadis who were able to do this, but especially in the subject of churning, that is Janki. And so, what am I doing? Where are my thoughts going? Am I able to make my thoughts translate what I'm doing on a physical level onto a spiritual level? Everything, everything. And so, Daddy's waiting for the lift. And she'd look at our faces and say, "What are you thinking of?" And she could see from our faces that we were thinking about, "Oh, why isn't the lift coming? Who's holding it? Why is it taking so long?" And Daddy's face would be smiling, and she'd say, "I'm thinking about what Baba said this morning." And so it's very practical instruction. Turn everything around. You've got a few moments. Well, normally you say, "I don't have time." But in those few moments, rather than anything else, reflect on what Baba has said. So constantly, constantly keeping our thoughts very elevated and pure. And Baba's point that it's not that you have to have half an hour spare or even 15 minutes spare, but it's something that you get into the habit of processing everything that's going on here and taking it to a higher level. And so today's merely a very detailed explanation of what it is we can do. And it seems to be, it's the 10th of January, merely. And in those days, after having spent from maybe October through to December 31st and a little bit beyond, Daddy would be there for the October, November, December season. Then she'd come back to London for 18th January. Then after some years, that stopped because they asked her to stay in Madhuban for the 18th of January. But in those days, it seems she's coming back to London. And so Baba's spoken very beautifully about how the field has to be ready. And when the field is ready, then there's always going to be success. And the preparation of the field is, of course, through just simply love and good wishes and the unity of the family. And that is what's going to bring success. So Baba preparing her for that. I also want to touch upon the blessing of the Murali. And Baba often speaks in terms of 3-3-3. Daddy Janki would often talk about, "I'm going to tell you 3 points today. 1, 2, 3. And It made it very easy to remember the whole class. If you remember three words, you understood everything. And so in today's Murali, Baba is saying the whole of Baba's knowledge is around three words. And I'll tell you the Hindi words because they all go together. But of course, you'll be hearing Hindi, Tamil, English Muralis. But the Hindi words, torna, to break, morna, to mold, and jorna, to connect, to link. So, very simple. So those who know Hindi makes it very, very easy for them to remember all of Gyan. Torna, morna, jorna. And in the other languages, you get a sense of it and you have to then go into the depth of it. But what is it that Baba's asking me to break away from? Not my family, not my work, but the old world, and in particular, all negativity. Baba's asking me to break away from all negativity. And that is what Gyan is all about. And then morna. Can I adjust? Can I mold myself so that in the process of breaking away, I'm learning to adjust and mold myself to a new way of thinking, a new way of being and behaving. And the more I do this, the faster I'm going to come to the original state of my own divine sanskars, the deity sanskars. And so this is a time that at all times can I mold my way of thinking so that the divine way of thinking comes in. So the quality of my interactions is now the divine way of thinking. And the third one, jorna. Can I connect everything with Baba? Is Baba the center of my life, the focus of my life? And if today I've been able to do these three things, I'll be moving very, very fast. Baba's also spoken about the speed of time. And so, which is faster, your effort or time? Each one has to answer this for themselves. And so Baba's comment is that, well, time is your creation. And so are you going to let time be faster than you? Or are you going to be ahead of time so that you're able to move forward and move in the right direction so that whatever happens, you know what the drama is going to bring and you're prepared. And so you've built up your own inner immunity before the situation actually occurs. And so to see the event and then say, what am I going to do now? I'm not going to be able to manage. But I know what events lie ahead. Do we know? We know in a lot of detail. We know about the natural disasters, we know about the civil war, we know about the final blast. Maybe when we were thinking about the natural disasters, I certainly didn't link natural environment and the breakdown of the environment with illnesses. I don't think I connected those absolutely in that way. But of course, with the pandemic, it's been in the press. You don't have to sit and reflect on it. You see it, you know it. And so the event is happening. And to what extent was I ready before the event? Baba had told me. So part of the natural disasters. And certainly one of the things that everybody's talking about is that this is the beginning of pandemics. They're going to get fiercer, they're going to get stronger, and there's more ahead. So today, have I been able to make my body strong and immune, doing all the things I need to do, but especially doing the spiritual things that I need to do, liberating myself from fear, that's connected with immunity, filling myself with hope and enthusiasm, that's connected with immunity, physical immunity, but it's also the immunity of the soul. So there's a few things we've learned about immunity for the soul. Become fearless, fill yourself with hope, fill yourself with enthusiasm, and the most important, fill yourself with God's love. And so these are the things that will make the soul immune to whatever else it is that's going on. And if I've developed that immunity, my mind is going to be stable. I'm going to be able to have that state of mind in which I'm not disturbed. Ask yourself the question, what is it that keeps disturbing me? And probably it's people's behavior, sometimes situations, but more likely people's behavior. And so what is it about people's behavior that's disturbing me? And what aspect of Baba's knowledge can I use so that I personally don't lose my cool? Because my treasure of peace is more important than whatever is going on. Because that's something which is my personal property. And so to what extent am I able to make myself immune so that I'm not disturbed by anything that's around me? Little things today, big things tomorrow. But my practice is going to build up my immunity. Can I make myself, my intellect, immune? And the thing that's been coming up most strongly in all the Muralis has been the intellect is absolutely influenced by people and situations. Unless you keep your intellect connected with God. And if my intellect is connected with God, then it's safe. Baba's canopy of protection, the most important part of the canopy is that my intellect should be safe. So that my divine intellect, which came to me as a gift from God, isn't impacted by whatever it is that's going on. And if today I'm learning to develop divine sanskars, I need to have that immunity where there's nothing that triggers my old sanskars of this birth in Kali Yuga. But now I'm emerging the divine sanskars, and so I don't want anything to impact those sanskars. So to be able to protect my mind, my intellect, my sanskars, and yes, then I'll be immune to whatever it is that's going on out there in the world. And that's one thing, but also I'll be immune to the ups and downs of whatever's happening within the Brahman family. Because very often it's this that impacts us more than whatever is out there, usually. And so I need to make myself immune to both things so that I truly am able to come to that state where I personally have victory over all negativity, inside or outside. So powerful Murali from Baba again today. So we'll be hearing that in a minute. And today Bhog is being offered for Aruna Ben from Edmonton, whose father has just passed away, but also anniversaries of many other parents today. So we're going to be offering bhog now, and after that we'll move into the Muralis. Om Shanti.